Hey friends, welcome to the Daily Coffee Pro by Map It Forward. I'm your host, Lee Safar. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by mine and your favorite manual brewing company, Baratza, the company that's known for innovation, value, quality, and most importantly, consistency. Baratza designs precision burr grinders with a small footprint, perfect for both home and commercial environments. For more information, head to baratza.com and select from the Encore, Virtuoso Plus, Vario, Vario W, and Forte today. How do you choose a coffee roaster? That's what we're going to talk about on the podcast today. Now, choosing a coffee roaster, a lot of the time, comes down to only a few elements. Actually, mostly two elements. A coffee roaster's brand and reputation, and the pricing. And I'm here to tell you that it's about a lot more than that. The decision about how you choose a coffee roaster should be more than about the bottom line and what it looks like, for the very obvious reason that coffee at its heart is about flavor. And what I'm seeing more and more and more is that people are making decisions purely based on price. And that's a dangerous spiral to the bottom, with razor thin margins in our industry being as thin as they are. I can absolutely understand why this is the case, but if you're not basing your decisions on a number of things, and we're going to go into a few of them now, I think you may be choosing the wrong coffee roaster for you. And it goes also the other way: how do coffee roasters find the right clients? And we'll do a future episode of that on the podcast. So what should you be considering when looking for a coffee roaster? Price is definitely one of them. And when we say price, look at it in a certain way rather than just what's the cheapest. If somebody is giving you the cheapest coffee and they're telling you it's specialty, I would invite you to look deeper, because it is 100% unsustainable to provide people with specialty grade coffee at commodity coffee prices. So if you're getting approached by, you know, sales reps that are telling you, we'll give you the cheapest coffee there is, etc., 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 we have all heard it. If you are getting approached by that, ask them these questions. I'd like to know more about the way the producer is getting paid for their coffee. I'd like to know what this is scoring. I'd like to know who scored it. Will you do a cupping with me, or will you give me a sample so that I can cup it? And find out more about how the money is trickling down, because what we're seeing a lot of right now is companies, bigger companies, that are competing to push smaller roasters out of the market by offering them really cheap prices on coffee that just borders on whether it's technically specialty or not. So being able to understand what you're tasting and being able to independently assess a coffee, even though a roaster has, a salesperson is telling you that their roasting team just tipped it over the specialty mark, is going to empower you a ton. However, that also requires you to know what you're tasting. So in order for you to choose the right roaster, you've got to know what you like. You've got to know what it is that you would like your roasted coffee to taste like. And so that's number two on this list. Knowing what you want to serve your customers and why you want to serve your customers that way means that you can go and start looking for roasters who can achieve that roast profile. So going with a brand simply because of that's what, you know, they look great and the coffee is priced at the right price range, but you're looking for something that's more of a medium roast and they're roasting dark as shit, well, that's not really going to marry up with what you're trying to provide for your customers. And your customers are going to walk away. Now, number three, let's talk about equipment. We have a real problem in our industry with bigger roasting companies trying to convince you that you should use their roasting company simply because they're going to give you equipment. And that's a very attractive thing for a first-time small business. And I get it. I assure you, I get it. You perceive that you are going to be saving a ton of money in being able to do that. The caveat to that is that you are going to be beholden to that roaster and whatever it is they want to do for you. So if their roasting quality slips, if they've stopped offering you the standard of coffee that they first agreed that they would provide you with, and so many more other things that could bring the bar of what they're doing down once you've signed that contract, it means that you're beholden to them. If you go and lease your equipment independently, or better still, raise the capital so that you are buying the equipment and can depreciate the asset off your books, you now have autonomy from needing to go with a roaster who is going to hold you to ransom. And, you know, I'd love to have a conversation with the espresso manufacturers that are looking to roasting companies to be surrogate salespeople for their equipment. At what point did roasting companies become the surrogate salespeople for espresso manufacturing companies? Now, that's not the espresso manufacturing company's fault. It's the roasting company's fault for willingly taking on that mechanism is the way that they're going to win business. But this is a race to the bottom now. We don't have any more room to move with regards to our profit margins. Everything from, and it's been quite some time that it's been this way, but everything from now on just means somebody's got to lose when we are making these decisions. Either we're buying worse coffee, we're buying worse equipment, our customers are going to have to lose out, our staff are getting paid less, someone's not getting paid given the margins are so thin. Now the other thing, and in my mind, one of the most important things that you should be considering when choosing a coffee roaster and should be a determinant factor in how you choose your coffee roaster is, what is the relationship going to be like between you and them? How do they treat you as a customer? And how are they meeting your requirements? Are they giving you the terms that you need? Are they showing up for you in more than just a I'm sending a sales rep kind of way? Are they hearing what your needs are? And are those needs aligned? Are your values aligned? These are just some things that I want those who are coming into our industry to think about. And if you haven't been thinking about this yet, these are all really important things that can make your relationship with your coffee roaster that much better. Now, when you have a relationship with the right coffee roaster, both your businesses thrive. But if you're not putting in the effort, or worse still, you're purely going with a roasting company because they hired a branding company or a PR company that amplified the name of their brand, and you're using that brand simply to leverage the starting off of your business, you're going to run into problems. I've seen it happen hundreds and hundreds of times. We are all about long-term success. We want you to be here for a long time. I hope this has been helpful. Peace, love, and peanut butter, friends. Have an amazing rest of your day.
We hope you enjoyed this episode, friends, and thanks for tuning in. If you did enjoy it, please hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening to this podcast and rate and review. Yes, it really does help if you rate and review this podcast. Also, please share this episode with your friends in the coffee industry. Thanks to our episode sponsor, Baratza. Head to baratza.com and pick up your grinder today. This podcast is produced by Map It Forward, and the track you're currently listening to is called Run, 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 written and performed by myself, Lee Safar, and produced by Evolutionary Theory. For more information on Map It Forward, head to mapitforward.org. Till our next episode, peace, love, and peanut butter, friends. Have an amazing rest of your day.